This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. We are waiting for Danny Green. He's our Odyssey Sports NBA insider. We'll have him on the line here shortly. He's been great. He's been catching up with us every week to get us up to speed on what's going on in the NBA playoffs, especially his old team, the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Chris sent me an email earlier in the show about the stadium things that we were talking about.
Yeah,
he just followed it up. Orange smoke, Brook Park.
Ah.
Brown smoke, downtown.
Aha.
Playing off our...
Yes.
Previous conversation.
We're waiting for a new pope, by the way. We should have one here momentarily. Cameras from all over the world are focused in on Vatican City, and while we're talking sports, we'll give you a heads up on anything that's going on there, too. So, just interesting, we were talking about the white smoke went up, about an hour ago? A little bit more than an hour ago, I think. So I was paying along.
I lost the...
3 hours ago?
The white smoke clock.
Oh. All right, so...
Didn't see it.
Yeah, anyway, we were just kind of watching along, see if that... Gotcha. So, all right. So, here's what we're going to do. If that happens, we'll tell you by the end of the segment. On the line, though, right now is Odyssey Sports NBA insider Danny Green. Insider calls are brought to you by Hyundai. Now you can buy a new Hyundai at Amazon. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hey, Danny, how are you?
Good. How you guys doing?
We are doing good, except for the fact the Cavs are down 0-2. It's not been a lot of fun the last couple of days. The injuries are totally piled up on the Cavs over this, over the series through two games. And Kenny Atkinson wasn't happy, kind of voiced his opinion after game one with guys getting taken out. And then they end up losing at the buzzer in game two. That was no fun or close to the buzzer. And now we head into game three with less than an 8% chance of trying to come back to win the series. I don't even want to talk about the series. I just want to talk about game three. Just your assessment of the series just so far.
It's been unfortunate, man, especially to see the injuries happen and the fact that you guys had chances to win in both games. The fatigue, the turnovers, the non-boxouts, just some of the immature play cost you, but, ultimately comes down to the lack of having the bodies that you normally have in. So, but I said you guys have shown that you can win and win without those guys. So I'm expecting you guys to get one of those games in Indiana.
Danny, how do NBA players deal with injuries? It's been my contention that if these guys thought they could actually play and contribute, there's no way they're not out on the floor. What's your history tell you?
How do players deal with it? You mean
And if they could go, if they thought they could help, they'd be out there, wouldn't they?
Yeah, I would like to think so, man. I mean, I know those guys personally, so I think they would go. But today's NBA, you just never know. Old school guys, they play through a lot of things. And I'm not speaking I'm speaking in general here.
Right.
So there's other situations where guys may sit out when I don't know if they know what's marginal, what's not. But this is the playoffs, and I think any competitive kid that's watched the game growing up and loves being a part of the league wants to play. And I said, I know these guys personally. I know Darius. I know Evan. I don't know DeAndre, but I know that they would go if they could. So there's got to be severe type injury, especially with Darius taking more games than people expected him to take with the toe. They thought it was going to be like two games and he'd be back. But it's been three games now. We saw DeAndre Hunter fall. We saw Evan, tweak his ankle. So those things look like serious injuries, but you'd hope that it's something that can heal and they can get back within a few days.
That said, and I agree with you, NBA players who are handsomely paid aren't necessarily getting paid to play Charlotte in February. You know, this is the time of year where you're supposed to go. And it's just such a tough situation for them to be in. A tough situation for Kenny Atkinson. How did he handle game two? If there was something he should have done differently, in your opinion, what was it?
I think he did great, man. I think he did everything possible to give that team a chance to win. You know, I guess it could have been the only thing different, maybe because Don was so exhausted at the end, you got to find a way to give him a break. I don't know how many timeouts he had left, but could have used him a little bit more down the stretch just to give him a breather. Or I mean, it was too late to sub him, but he was trying to bring the ball. He didn't have energy to bring the ball up. And I said, so I knew that it was happening for them. The turnovers, the offensive rebounds, the free throws, the free throw box outs, those are small details. That's not coaching. You know, that's the players. But yes, the only thing he could have done is just try to find Don a breather or, you know, get a timeout or two later on down the stretch. That I think he used them. I don't know how many he had left or if he used all of them, but Don was gassed and that fatigue cost him.
Danny, the 2-minute report came out. It said at the end of the game, blatantly missed lane violations. The NBA admitted the 2-minute report identified two plays in the final minute that should have been nullified and replaced with jump balls at midcourt. I just really want to punch my screen when I read the 2-minute report at the end, because it's like, okay,
yeah,
I understand.
The 2-minute report sucks, especially we've seen the whole Detroit situation with Tim Hardaway and
yep.
How egregious that was. But yes, there was lane violations, I thought for sure. I also thought they didn't start the clock on time when one turnover happened. When Strus, I think, threw the ball away to Nembhard, the clock took a couple seconds for it to start. Maybe my TV or my phone was slow behind, but I feel like there was some clock issues, there was some violation issues, there was some random things. But that's part of the playoffs. I've been a part of some crazy things, even in San Antonio, where, you know, Manu was hit with the ball and the guy was taking the ball out. I think it was Deion Waiters, you know, hit him with the ball. They didn't call the foul. We tried the foul. They called the second one. The guy got an N1. So the 2-minute release is always a pain in the ass to see. But yes, they got to be better with those calls and they can review it and go back. But even still, you can't put yourself in that situation, in that position, and you can do things better, like boxing out. You know there's a free throw coming. The guy just got a free throw box out dunk. You can't let Tyrese Haliburton, who's shooting the free throw, get his own rebound and get back out. You guys just couldn't get a rebound at the right time, and that was lack of size. You didn't have Evan. You didn't have DeAndre. That's two guys that could play the four for you, if not the five. You know, Evan can play the five. So the lack of size costs you, and the lack of discipline of not boxing out costs you guys a lot.
Danny, is it real that I mean, we see it. It looks like the game is more physical in the playoffs than it is during the regular season, although Jeff and I will say that, you know, maybe, you know, it was more physical probably when you first came into the league. I thought it was way more physical than it is now. Just touch on how physical you think the playoffs have been this year, and would you rather have it that way, or would you rather have the refs blowing the whistle on everything?
No, I'd rather have it that way all season long. It's been great. Yeah. You know, it's close to where it's this is what basketball is about, real basketball. We don't want to see the foul baiting and the free throws and the flopping. No, we want to see real basketball. And I love that they do in the playoffs, but I'd rather see it during the regular season too, because some of the numbers get gaudy, the game gets slowed down. It gets kind of ugly and messy. But, yes, this physicality has been amazing. It's been awesome. You know, you see Houston and Golden State go at it. You see Detroit and Knicks go at it. You know, you guys going at it, even with Orlando, like, you know, and Boston. Like, you see the physicality and guys actually competing and going after each other. Now you see Knicks, Celtics. So this series has been great too. Even the more, like, all the series have been physical and been great, and you've seen guys kind of, you know, beating up on each other a little bit with keeping it clean in the same sense. So this is the type of basketball we love to see, and it is very similar to when I was playing when I first came in, and so I just wish they kept it consistent throughout the year.
Danny Green joining us, and of course Danny is our Odyssey Sports Insider. And Insider Calls are brought to us by Hyundai. Now you can buy a new Hyundai from the comfort of your home with Amazon. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. I know I'm speaking to an audience here that loves the three-point shot. Why? Because it made you a lot of money. Cavs are 20 of 77 so far against Indiana, just over 25% on threes. Celtics are exactly at 25% on threes. They've made 25 of 100 threes in the first two games, Danny. If it's not falling, and you were a really good three-point shooter, if it's not falling for a team in a playoff situation, do you keep shooting it? Do you work on something else? What do you do?
I mean, there's just no excuse for Boston because they have so many threats that can do other things. It would be one thing if you were just a team that only shot threes, you know, and that you didn't have guys capable of actually getting to the basket and finishing. But you have guys that can get to the free throw line. You have guys that can get to the basket. And, you know, they're a team that lives and dies by it, and they've been dying lately. And it's kind of biting them, you know, in the foot. So, you know, and they were one of the teams that mathematically tried to, I wouldn't say cheat the system, but if they said, you know, we take 60 threes and you don't take at least 40 or 50, you can't keep up. Like, mathematically, you're not going to win the game. And right now, I guess that mathematical theory is kind of hurting them. But, yeah, you got to find ways to get to the basket, get to the free throw line. Obviously, your guys that are shooters, you're supposed to shoot them, especially if they're open. You don't stop shooting the basketball. You want to take the open looks. But you have other guys on the team that can do other things for that reason. And you have superstars like Jalen and Jason that can get to the free throw line or get you a basket, shoot a mid-range. Sometimes you just lay an egg. But when you have the talent to do so, to do other things, you can't be that stubborn. You got to figure out a way to get you a basket or break the seal somehow and attack differently.
Danny, the Knicks beat the Celtics. It's like it's really, really hard for the home team to win, right? That's what it feels like right now. So other than OKC,
yeah, OKC, they got that one yesterday. This is start of season. You said it's crazy to say immaturity for a championship team, but Boston is one of the most immature teams that I've seen that has won a championship. They just make things harder for themselves than it has to be, and they kind of play down to their opponent. They play down to their talent level because they're the most talented team in the league. They're the best team in the league when healthy and playing the way we know they can play. But they're also going to give you a game or two because they're just going to shoot themselves out of it. Usually doesn't happen back-to-back in back-to-back games at home, but they did that at home, back-to-back games against the New York Knicks, which is a team that they're talented enough to sweep. They swept in the regular season. They're talented enough to beat in a gentleman sweep, you know. They also had troubles with Orlando. You know, they had troubles with the teams that said they shouldn't have troubles with. It's because they lack some maturity at times, and, you know, they kind of play down to their opponent at times. So, yeah. I don't know what else. It's got to be a mental thing, but I'm sure they'll figure it out. That's the team that I still don't count out. If you're down 0-2 from home, you know, Cleveland, same. If you guys get healthy, I think you guys can turn it around. It's going to be very tough for you guys to win the series. Boston's a team that can win four straight for sure and get there, but the way that they're playing, just not smart. It looks like it's going to be tough for them to get out of the series as well.
So pick the winner of the Eastern Conference Series and then tell me who's going to the finals out of the East.
So for me, I'm still stick with Boston. I had Boston to start. I'm going to stick with that coming out of the East. But right now, they're making me look really bad.
Welcome to our life. Can the Cavs bounce back? You think they'll do it, Danny? I think, obviously, with the injuries, they're hard-pressed to do it.
Yeah, I think it's a possibility, man. But to be honest with you, I think the chances are very slim. And it's all dependent on if any of those guys come back healthy. It's a lot of dependent on injuries and health. So, and I can't rely on that. Even if they do come back, they're not going to be 100%. You're going to Indiana in their home building. I don't see you getting two of them. You need both of those games to get back in the series. I can see you getting one of them. I just don't see you getting both.
Danny, as always, you know we love talking to you, and thanks for breaking it down. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Danny.